An M badge on an SUV? Oh no. The X5 had great performance, but some people wanted more. There's always a group who want the highest performance in whatever they drive, but Munich couldn't rationally understand it, said Rich Breckus, BMW NA's longtime head of product planning. Then again, M's very existence depends on the irrational. We were trying to get M to build an X5M, but they said no, Breckus says. We went around them with Munich to bring in the Alpina X5 as the 4.6 IS. The success of that model proved the case for a high-performance X5. The M division wasn't thrilled, so Albert Biermann got the project. He was already working on the second-generation X5. I had to radically change it, he said, make it as much of an M car as possible. He drew upon his experience at Motorsport, where he designed the roll cage for the E30 M3, and on the knowledge he gained when he installed a P75 Racing V12 into an X5 to create the X5 LM prototype, which ran the Nürburgring in 7 minutes 49 seconds when driven by Hans Stuck. Biermann couldn't use a racing engine to power the X5M and X6M, but he could use the S63 V8, and with 555 horsepower, it enabled 0-60 in 4 seconds flat, so they had the power. Bear with me, but the cars handled like real M cars, thanks to a nearly magical torque vectoring rear differential. Engineer Bernd Limmer convinced the X-Drive team to allow wheel spin under certain situations. What was most important to us, he said, was to bring a feeling of agility and traction into a car this size. The result? The X5M kept up with the M3 at the Nürburgring. Period. The sales numbers justified a place in the lineup for the X5M and X6M. Period. Both are now in their third generation. The 2021 X5M here makes 617 horsepower and 60 miles per hour in just 3.7 seconds. Its popularity has vindicated BMW NA. To be honest, my product strategy has always been less about trying to match competition, but rather trying to figure out what would really turn people on, said Breckus. Well, here's to that.